The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Trash Talk.
Awesome. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate your time.
Buddy. Yep. Have a great week.
That's Ray Ferraro from TSN.
Sherman, do you ever score in the shootout, Ray?
I know. I'm late.
He was just on.
Get him back on the line.
Hey, Costanza.
Star Wars.
Han Solo. Guy's such a stud. And I have a crush on the big guy there. He's such
Harrison Ford.
Oh, God. He's such a stud. God, he's a stud.
Okay, like she's...
Staying up to date.
I'm not even kidding. You and I listen to Lenny Kravitz now, and I love that song American Woman, so it's in a regular playlist. I hear it, I'm like, yeah, those two are happily together. I'm glad they're doing well, all this kind of stuff. And then you hear that kind of thing. An old dirty bastard. I mean, at least the other two are alive. This guy passed away. It's been 17 years. That's really hard to swallow. Rest in peace, ODB.
It's time for Struds On.
Oh, Jim McKenzie. That's such a funny intro. Every time I listen to that one, I was genuinely shocked that I still can't believe Old Dirty Bastard died. Like, I it's just a funny one. Good job, Connor. So, Jim McKenzie. So, you know, it just seems to be a story time, and these are all pouring out of my mind. So, I'll share it with you guys. So, two run-ins I had of Jim McKenzie. Jim McKenzie was a big lefty. He was tough. Like, you know, he was up there with the Stu Grimstons of the world. He was very, very tough. Big guy, really strong. And we actually had my first Islander camp. He was there. And there was like Mick Fakoda, Jim McKenzie, Brett Lindros, all these huge animals. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? But anyways, so two times I ran to Jim McKenzie. First time, we're playing against Anaheim Ducks, and this guy, Jason Marshall's all over Todd Bertuzzi. So Todd Bertuzzi is online with Mark Messier and Marcus Naslund. And Messier, I don't remember exactly when, but at some point during the game, he skates over to me and says, Struddy, if Jason Marshall even looks at Todd Bertuzzi, I want you to go and get him. I'm like, okay. So the puck drops, and Jason Marshall's all over Bertuzzi. So I go flying in there, and there's a bit of a scrum, whatever, you know, whatever. Nothing really major happens. And I'm tough talking. You know, I like to do that, pretend I'm a big deal. And the whistle blows and whatever. So now I'm skating by the benches. I got to skate back to Ducks bench. And I'm skating by, and Stu Grimston stands up. And he's like, hey, Strudwick. And I look over and hear this guy with his eyes are so deep in his head. I think they're actually behind his head. And he looks at me. He's like, hey, Strudwick. I'm like, what's up? And he's like, you only have two choices here today. And they're me and this guy beside me, Jim McKenzie. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I hear you, Stuart, loud and clear. I just keep on skating. And I filled my shorts. So I had to go into the change room to change my shorts because I didn't want to fight one of them, much less both of them that night. And Jason Marshall could do whatever he wanted because there's no way I was going to fight those guys. So that was the first time. Then the second time, I think Jim McKenzie was still with, the Ducks. And I don't really remember how it happened, but I was having a pretty physical game. And I think Jim McKenzie was a bit of a reluctant fighter. Like he wouldn't really play dirty or anything. He didn't chirp a lot, but when he fought, it was trouble. So I was kind of running guys and he kind of came over and hit me and whatever. And we were kind of going at it. I think he was trying to, in his way, tell me to calm down. And, so the game's going by and I think the game got a little out of hand, as far as we were beating the Ducks at that time. And, I think he hit me in the corner. We're kind of skating up the ice. And I kind of slash him. And I don't know why. Like, I keep thinking, why would I slash this guy? We're winning. I think we were winning by, you know, enough of a margin. I slashed him. So he turns around and drops his gloves. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this guy is going to murder me. Absolutely murder me. So I don't remember dropping my gloves really quick. I think we kind of wrestled around. And I don't think he really wanted to fight. He threw me to the ground. I was like, oh, my God. I've never been so happy to be laying on the ground with another man on the ice. Like, I just wanted this to end. And we jumped up. And I think I got a 10-minute major. 10-minute misconduct, and so did he, and we got kicked out of the game. I was so happy. I literally skipped off the ice, Connor. Like, I was so happy because if I hadn't done that, if we only got fives, and there was still time left in the game, we were coming back, and he might want to fight me again. So that ref, I don't even remember who it was. I should buy that guy, like, a nice Subway sandwich and say thank you and give him some of those coupons you get. And because Jim McKenzie, he would have just beat me up three different ways till Sunday. So those are my two interactions with Jim McKenzie. And for those of you who don't know him, like, he was so scary, but really quiet, tough. That's the worst guys. The worst guys is the guys that are this, that, like, you know, they're tough. They don't talk about it because they are tough.